The next night, Tommy cornered me in the walk-in while I refilled a tub of pizza sauce. He stood right up close to me, all in my personal space. My body did things again, nerves awake, something not quite good and not quite bad creeping over my scalp. "Hang out after closing," he said, confident, like I wouldn't say no. "I've got some burnables." Sitting around an empty pizza place and smoking pot with him should have pretty much been my idea of hell. I should have laughed in his face. But this is what I did not expect. Near Tommy, I felt 13 again, childish and inexperienced, a little afraid and a little excited. Especially there in the closeness of the walk-in, which was too much like where I first met him. He'd been at our house hanging out with Darren, me in the bathroom playing with a bunch of makeup I'd just bought. The door wasn't closed all the way, and Tommy walked right in on me. He leaned in the doorway so that I couldn't get out unless I pushed him out of the way, which I did not do. "How come you're putting that crap on your face?" he asked, pointing to my little pile of drugstore eyeliner and mascara and lip gloss. Tommy was cute. Taller than any of the boys at my junior high, definitely, with a scar on the left side of his face that gave him a tough, sort of dangerous look that I thought was cool. The main thing, though, was the way he looked at me, like I was being seen for the first time. "It makes me look older," I said, barely getting the words out. Tommy looked at me in the mirror. "It makes you look trashy." Him saying that made me feel small and dumb. I should have walked away, but at that moment, I wanted more than anything for someone to keep looking at me the way he did. I stared hard at myself and decided maybe the makeup didn't look so good. Not trashy, like he said, but like I was trying too hard. Like a little kid playing dress-up, which is basically what I was. So I washed my face while Tommy watched. "You think guys like that," he said, "all that makeup and shit. But really, the thing that's a turn-on?" I tuned into Tommy then, like I'd landed on a new radio station that was going to tell me everything I'd ever wanted to know about myself. He stood behind me at the sink, and we looked at each other in the mirror. The makeup was off, the hair around my face damp. "Is when a girl is clean and fresh, like she just got out of the shower. Yeah, just like that." When he said that, he put his hands on the sink on either side of me, with his body sort of pressed up against my back. He was warm, a kind of warm I'd never felt, and he was telling me I had something, me, that could actually have an effect on another person. "See, you're real pretty now," he said in that confident, easy voice, a declaration. "Just like that." It happened right then. He looked at me, and it was the thing I'd been waiting for but didn't know it. I don't mean anything corny like I fell in love or even into a crush or anything like that. It was more a feeling like when I'd get picked first for volleyball or find one of those stupid school candy grams in my locker. It was knowing someone else thought about me for more than 1 second, maybe even thought about me when I wasn't there. We stared at each other in the mirror, something crackling between us. Then we heard Darren coming down the hall, and I grabbed my makeup and pushed past Tommy to get out of the bathroom and into my room. I remember lying on my bed for a long time after that, thinking about Tommy and what he said and how he said it, the way the hard muscles in his arms were shaped as he leaned into the sink, over and over and over until I fell asleep with this warm, restless, achy feeling.